Bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Ann Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Ann's preaching is entitled, Good, 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 Very Good. And she's coming to you from an airport lounge, so that's what you hear behind her. And I'm in a church, so that's what you hear behind me.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God said, "Let the water teem with an abundance of living creatures, and on the earth let birds fly beneath the dome of the sky." And so it happened. God created the great sea monsters and all kinds of swimming creatures with which the water teems, and all kinds of winged birds. God saw how good it was, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile, multiply, fill the waters of the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth." Evening came, and morning followed, the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, cattle, creeping things, and wild animals of all kinds." And so it happened. God made all kinds of wild animals, all kinds of cattle, and all kinds of creeping things of the earth. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over all the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground." God created man in his image. In the divine image he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things that move on the earth." God also said, "See, I give you every seed-bearing plant all over the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it to be your food. And to all the animals of the land, and all the birds of the air, and all the living creatures that crawl on the ground, I give all the green plants for food." And so it happened. God looked at everything he had made and found it very good. Evening came and morning followed, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were completed. Since on the seventh day God was finished with the work he'd been doing, he rested on the seventh day from all the work he'd undertaken. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work he had done in creation. Such is the story of the heavens and the earth at their creation. The Word of the Lord. Good, 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 very good, If you wanted to capture the essence of what our ancestors in faith wanted us to know in passing on their treasured creation story to us, it could be summarized in this way. Good, 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 very good, In contrast to their neighbors who told stories of creation being flawed, the work of a lesser deity, and humans being but the playthings of the gods, our Jewish ancestors paint creation as the work of the one true God, who from the beginning names it as good. As each building block of our world is laid and then populated, God observes a mantra-like fashion how good it is, how good it is, how good it is, until finally on the sixth day of creation, God fashions human beings and the refrain changes ever just so slightly. God finds it very good. At that stage, God entrusts human beings with a particular call, particular role of the planet, not only to be fertile and multiply like earlier living creatures, but to subdue the earth and have dominion over it. These words from Scripture have been so abused and misused over the centuries that it can be hard to recover their original meaning and intent. For our biblical ancestors, subdue the earth likely referred to their understanding that each nation was called to a particular piece of land, and that each people had to care for a particular territory as their own. Having dominion implied ruling over creation like a king ruled over his people. But we must remember that the Scriptures gave very clear notions of what a good king was like. Someone who bound up the injured and rescued the lost and genuinely cared for his subjects rather than pursuing selfish gains. See Ezekiel 34 if you're looking for examples of the kind of behavior God expects of kings. Dominion is based on the Latin word domus, which means house or home. In this sense, having dominion over creation is another way of saying, make of creation a home, or make a home for all of creation. When we look at the data that is coming out about climate change crisis that we now find ourselves entangled in, it becomes clear that we have failed miserably in what God asked us to do. We have not made of the earth a home for all. We have paid scant attention to what impact our actions have on other species. We've pursued selfish ends. In Ezekiel 34, God says that he's seen how the kings of Israel have treated the people, and he's had enough of it. He's coming down to toss the kings from their corrupted thrones, and he will now be the shepherd of the people. If we listen carefully, I wonder if we can hear God expressing the same exasperation, even fury, with us, concerning the way that we have exercised our dominion over creation. Or perhaps there's still time for us to become the good rulers God intended for us from the very beginning to be. Perhaps we could still look around at the created world entrusted to our care and bind up its injuries and heal its illnesses and seek out what has been lost and giving it a home to return to. And then, once again, God could wholeheartedly nod, good, 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 very good. And once again the story could end with a long, delighted sigh as God looked out over all that had been accomplished and said, ah.